Coming up on KUCB News, an Alaska sues a former contractor to recover lost costs, and Dunleavy makes his case as he campaigns for the governor's office. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Unalaska is suing a former contractor blamed for costly delays during construction of the city's wastewater treatment plant in 2013 and 2014. The city council approved the lawsuit unanimously last night, authorizing city attorney Brooks Chandler to bring civil litigation against Advanced Blasting Services, LLC. The Wasilla Company was hired to remove rock on a $1.5 million contract, but city officials say it overblasted the site, forcing a redesign that created a domino effect of extra work and generated still unresolved claims from other contractors. Representatives for Advanced Blasting declined to comment on the allegations in 2014. City officials say the company has ignored default notices requesting payment and estimate Unalaska could recover more than $2 million in the lawsuit. The litigation will also name the Ohio Casualty Insurance Company, which issued a performance bond guaranteeing Advanced Blasting's work. City officials say that firm has also defaulted on payments. The city council is praising police and school officials for their handling of a July incident that recently came to light, during which two Unalaska teenagers allegedly threatened another teen with a handgun. Councilor Dennis Robinson commended both groups last night for their, quote, exceptional work.
I would like to thank our Unalaska School District and especially our Department of Public Safety for the excellent job concerning some minors and mischief, so to speak. I as a parent, feel extremely comfortable having my children in that school. My family is personally involved in that, but I do feel very comfortable.
Robinson did not specify how his family is involved in the incident, which was first reported to adults on Thursday. Police launched an investigation last week while school officials arranged for the accused students to complete schoolwork at home. Acting Police Chief Jennifer Shockley says all students' families are cooperating with the investigation, which involves local police and the State Division of Juvenile Justice. She expects to decide whether to file charges by the end of the week. Public safety was also busy over the weekend responding to a fatal boating accident north of Morris Cove. On Sunday, David Long of Unalaska died during a fishing trip that ended in a capsizing. His fishing partner, whose name has not been released, survived without serious injuries. Authorities are still investigating the accident and Long's cause of death. Mayor Frank Kelty applauded their work last night and said he sent a letter of thanks to police and first responders on behalf of the mayor's office and city council. Unalaskans have about 5 days left to register to vote in the city's fall election. The registration deadline is Sunday, September 2nd, a month before the polls open. The ballot will feature a contested race for City Council seat G between incumbent Sherry Coleman and Vincent Tudiakoff Sr. Meanwhile, Alejandro Bongtungal and Carlos Tayag are running unopposed, Tungal for City Council seat F and Tayag for School Board seat A. You can register to vote at City Hall or online at voterregistration.alaska.gov. Remember, the deadline is this Sunday. And after deciding those local races, Unalaskans will help decide the state's next governor. Incumbent Bill Walker and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich joined the race without opposition as an independent and Democrat, respectively. Republican Mike Dunleavy, however, defeated six other candidates to win his party's nomination. Dunleavy is a former state senator who often stood alone during his time in the legislature. Now he's hoping that his sometimes solitary positions will draw support during his run for governor. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman has more on Dunleavy's background and voting record.
When Mike Dunleavy left the Senate majority in April 2017, he became the first senator in at least four decades who was outside either the majority or minority caucuses. He said he couldn't support a budget that cut permanent fund dividends. But the rest of his time in the legislature was unusual in another respect. He's the only majority senator in the past 30 years who was never the primary sponsor of a bill that became a law. He's unapologetic about it.
My goal wasn't to pass a lot of bills. My goal was to go down there and in many cases ensure that certain things didn't happen to Alaskans, such as taxes. Worked hard at trying to preserve the PFD, the permanent fund, fell short, but once I get in as governor, I'm going to work at rectifying that issue.
Dunleavy says he was effective in other ways, such as making changes to bills that affect education. Dunleavy is 57 years old. He grew up in the former coal mining town of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
The economy was depressed in Scranton, and it was a working person's town. My father was a mailman. He was a World War II vet. My mother was a clerk for the city. I had three brothers, and I would say we grew up low middle class.
After graduating from college, he said his interest in the outdoors and the state's booming economy drew him to Alaska.
Alaska was a beacon of hope in terms of economic activity. The state was actually booming. Oil was ramping up and wouldn't reach peak production until 1989. There was a robust timber industry in southeast Alaska, lots of mining, lots of fishing going on. So for me, it was just a natural fit, and I had thought I'd died and gotten to heaven when I came to Alaska.
Dunleavy taught for 7 years, including time as the only teacher in Koyuk.
It's a tricky endeavor to be teaching multiple grade levels at one time and multiple subjects, and you have to be able to organize and do it the right way to get the outcomes that you want.
He's been married to his wife, Rose, for 31 years. She's from Norvik on the Kobuk River. They raise three daughters. The oldest works at Red Dog Mine, while the younger two are college students. One has an internship at Red Dog, while the youngest has a summer job there. Dunleavy served as a school administrator, including 2 years as a superintendent of Northwest Arctic Borough Schools. And he was on Matanuska-Susitna Borough School Board before joining the Senate in 2013. The signature issue of his campaign may be his support for a full permanent fund dividend. It was set by a formula in state law until Governor Bill Walker vetoed roughly half of it 2 years ago. Walker cited the state's fiscal crisis and shrinking savings. The legislature then passed reduced PFDs the last two budgets. Dunleavy says Alaska voters should have an advisory vote before any long-term change is made to PFDs.
There is money in the earnings reserve that if we need to use that to cover shortfalls in government, we can do that. That's always been in place. That's been in place for decades, along with the calculation of the PFD.
Oil revenue bailed the state out of fiscal crises repeatedly in the past. Dunleavy sees developing the state's resources as the answer now.
Containing the operating budget, getting that oil online, and continuing to explore and develop our resources, that was the basis of what Alaska was supposed to be about. If we get back to that, the basic principle, we can produce the revenue to get us through and get us on, I think, a path to sustainability.
A year before resigning his Senate seat, Dunleavy proposed cutting a quarter of the state spending the legislature controls, or more than $1 billion. He's now calling for spending growth, but keeping it to 2% a year. He cites the state's improved outlook for the change. His Republican rival, Mead Treadwell, criticized donations by Dunleavy's brother, Francis, who lives in Texas, to a group backing Dunleavy's candidacy. Dunleavy swats it away.
I have a brother whose only concern is that he cares about his brother.
Treadwell has pointed out that Francis Dunleavy led a J.P. Morgan unit that paid a $410 million settlement of government accusations of fixing electricity prices.
I can assure Alaskans there's nothing illegal, immoral, or unethical that's occurring with regard to a family member donating to a campaign to see another family member get elected.
In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
On Alaska's election day is October 2nd, while Alaska's is November 6th. As election season progresses, KUCB will continue to bring you coverage of the local, state, and national races that matter to Unalaska. Join us for our ongoing reporting here on 89.7 FM. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.